Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is hit by the pitch. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Gill moves to second. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gill scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John O'Donohue now pitching. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sims is hit by the pitch. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Echeverrin and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Palfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palfari for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gill hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Donohue moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Donohue moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Donohue scores. Alvis moves to third. Hinton moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Palfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Echeverry reaches second base with a double. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Steve Barber. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gill takes first base on ball 4. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Miller. Gill moves to second. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gill moves to third. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alves hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bulfari. Alves reaches second base with a double. Gill scores. O'Donohue moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Rocky Colavito now playing left field. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Adamson now pitching. Mark Bellinger now playing second base. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Sims hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Salmon steals second. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. Sims drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Aparicio out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Donohue strikes out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Alves moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-4 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alves scores. Hinton moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 6-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sims fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.